This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Blazers lost again.
Yeah, they did. They got their ass kicked again.
They did. This score does not indicate. This is one of the faker 9-point losses you'll ever see. They were down by as much as 20.
Yeah.
And largely got to a point where it was 12 to 15 most of the way. They'd cut it close, and then Miami would respond. Damian Lillard's in a bit of a struggle bus right now. He hasn't been playing as well. He was 3 of 10. Just not
Dame-like. He only attempted, I think Richmond had this on Twitter last night, it was like tied for the lowest number of attempted twos in his career, two-point field goals. Because he had a couple where he got fouled and he went to the line, but he didn't hardly attempt any shots inside the three-point line. The only other game that matched it, I think, was a game that was like a final game of the regular season that he only played 15 minutes, and then they sat him out for load management.
CJ shot 8 more shots than Dame. He had 4 turnovers, and Melo didn't make one basket, and he was a minus 20, and he played 4 more minutes than Nazir Little.
He was a minus 20 in 16 minutes.
Nurk limped off, which had everybody...
Here we go again.
And then he came back out and didn't really impact the game. Enes Kanter took a nice Derek Jones bony shoulder to the head. He looked like he got knocked out, and then he ended up standing and being okay. Just... You know, here, this sums it up right here. This was Jason Quick. Hey, Terry, is the what's going on? How do you get this team out of a funk? And this is what Terry Stotts had to say.
Well, first, I don't necessarily want to concede that we're in a funk. You know, we had a good game against Detroit. We lost 2 games on the road against 2 of the best teams in the West. So I wouldn't call it a funk. I give credit to Miami that they played well. I'm reluctant to say that we're in a funk. I guess I can't answer that question if I don't believe the premise.
And then here's what Yusuf Nurkic said in the same postgame.
I just don't feel like we understand our potential, to be honest with you. I think we don't give ourselves credit when we play good. And we've never been in this organization too high or too low, to be honest with you. But I think at this point, the only thing could change is just ourselves to do it, man. I think we should be more vocal as far as even if we need to curse somebody out as a teammate with a good cause. We've never been, I think, that type of players in my 4 years here. But I think at this point, I think we got to figure out not a lot of, you know, coaching staff, I think, which is make harder because now we need to, you know, really be on each other. You know, hold accountable.
So the coach doesn't think there's a funk, and the starting center seems to think they're in a terrible place right now, which I think about sums it all up.
It does.
Of where this is kind of leading them.
Very discouraging. You mentioned Dame. He's not on a good stretch right now. He's struggling, and that's going to happen from time to time, but it really reminds you how reliant you are on your star going for 30 to 35 a night and saving you. At the end, and think of how many wins you wouldn't have had without his heroics late in games, knocking down big shots, and how different your record would look. Yusuf Nurkic, having him back, it's great to have him at least in the starting lineup. They sat him out Saturday because they didn't need him. He still struggles on the offensive end, I think, and the turnovers are an issue. When you look at Dame, CJ, and Nurkic, your quote-unquote big three last night, you had 17 turnovers as a team. 13 of them came from Dame, CJ, and Nurkic. That's not ideal in any way, shape, or form, and it's really what got Miami going.
There were some bad passes by both those guys, man. Dame and CJ had some bad passes.
There was a moment in the third quarter, Swag texted us on the group feed about it. There was a moment in the third quarter where they came down and like, turned it over 3 straight times. CJ just flipped it to Jimmy Butler one play, and he had a transition dunk the other way. Like, They just were kind of going through the motions, and it's inexcusable considering how bad you've been playing. And I think there is a CJ conversation here as well, because one of the things that kept me hopeful when you were just in the let's keep our heads above water phase was, hey, if you could play okay basketball, you're going to bring back not only Nurkic, which would be great. You want your starting center back, but you're going to bring back CJ, who was playing the best basketball of his career and finally at the start of the year seemed to have taken that step to not just being a good player, but being a guy that deserves the all-star, you know, credit that announcers always heap on him. Go look at his numbers now. He's been back for about a month. He's came back slightly after the all-star break, and he is back to being the CJ McCollum from before. And I gave him time. There was a grace period. I'm not going to expect you to come out and go for 30 a night when you haven't run or got up shots. Like, I get that. There's an adjustment period. But his three-point percentage was at 43%, I think, before he got hurt. Now it's down to 35 or 36. He was averaging 26, 27 points per game, back down to 20. Yeah. And all of his numbers are reverted to right back where he was in years previous.
Three-point percentage I'm fine with. That's actually a decent mark. 44 was...
You're not going to keep that up. I get
44
that.
Is pie in the sky. This is Dame in his six games in the month of April. 20 points per game, six assists on 38.4% shooting from the field.
He's in a funk.
That is a real funk for Damian Lillard. I mean, that's as funky as it's going to get. And last night was kind of a culmination. To me, not so much a game-by-game reaction. I think it's a culmination on a multitude of ways. First, the head coach and the starting center being completely opposite in terms of how they're viewing what the team is right now. I think that kind of speaks to who they are just in general. The coach seems to think that everything's A-okay. I would argue against it. I am a big fan of Terry. I don't think everything this year is Terry's fault. I think this is a combo platter here. And there's an easy power ranking. Neil, Terry, however you want to power rank that, I think they're 1A, 1B. Mm-hmm. You know, certain moves are not made or made based on what the superstar wants. So I think you just look at the way this franchise is playing right now. And I'm sorry, it's one thing to lose to Miami. You lost. Okay, maybe you had a close game. Those are supposed to be winnable games. I mean, for what this roster was constructed for, these are winnable. And you're losing this game by 20.
Yeah, you're outscored in the second and third quarter combined. You're outscored by 24 points.
You're not even close.
Nope.
And that's kind of who you are. Terry seems to think that they're in a better spot than they are. I'll push back on that. They're in a funk. And you can give Miami credit. The fact is you can't compete or beat the good teams at all in either conference. And Boston's coming to town. They're playing better basketball. That is another Miami game. You could win that game. You have the roster to do what I think, or maybe you don't. Maybe that's an entirely different conversation. But I think what's pretty alarming is they just don't look like a group that believes.
No.
And whether that's believing in that coach, believing in each other, believing that they belong, I don't know. I'll never say that Dame obviously knows and thinks he belongs. CJ probably the same. But there is an element of this team that this is becoming a regular theme for them. Play good teams? No. Play the crap teams? Win comfortably. And I'm sorry, the latter doesn't matter as much as the former. You're not competing against good teams. What am I led to believe come postseason time? You have about 20 games left, and we can carry this over of what is this going to mean for them, 20 games? Is there any chance they can establish some chemistry, get out of this gutter, and start maybe proving to the fan base, to the media, to maybe even the Western Conference that they can even hang with these legit teams in the NBA? Because right now, it's pretty clear you can't. Utah, Miami, the Clippers, Milwaukee. I mean, name a good team, and the Laker win in the early part of the season, that's an outlier.
That's the only one you got.
It's an outlier. It was a Gary Trent went off outlier game, and without Gary Trent in that game going insane, you're not winning that game either. So they largely have no wins to speak of that are impressive this year.